This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we managed to catch somebody right before he goes on the road, because he's always on the road. But joining me now from the beautiful confines of somewhere deep in the heart of Michigan is, Steve Fisher of Sentinel Concepts. Been a long time, no talk.
How are you, buddy?
I'm just trying to cope. Still trying. That class that I took with you outside of Orangeburg is 5 years ago.
Has it been 5 years already?
Yeah.
It can't be 5 years.
2019. Yeah.
Wow.
It'll be 5 years this October.
Wow.
So that's why I was asking Steve the other day, hey, you going to teach a class here anytime soon?
I need to get back down that way to make it happen.
Yeah, just to refresh it, just so I can refresh my thing. Anyway, refresh my thing. So, one of the things that I have discovered, and I want your take on this, because when you watch somebody like Steve shoot, Steve is talking to himself. He's looking at each shot that he fires, no matter how fast he's firing them, and he's making an analysis of what he just did. And to listen to you shoot, you'd be like, oh, I pushed that one left. Oh, I pulled this one. That was good. So I still, with a longer trigger press, like on a Glock or any striker-fired gun, I still was having this issue, and I decided that it was going to be Glock, just because I've got all this stuff for Glock. I've got all these magazines for Glock. I've got 1,000,006 holsters for Glock. I can carry a Glock anywhere. I've got a holster for it. Got all this stuff. I decided to make it work, and then the guy, I go to this private range, and he was watching my hands, and because I was saying, it's got to be the trigger press. And he said, well, it's not the trigger press. It's where you got your finger on the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just put more finger in the on the trigger, just slid it a little bit left, and boom, I'm just obliterating the center mass. I'm just cutting a circle out.
There you go.
Do you know how many Glocks I've sold over that?
All of them.
All of them up to that point, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, right now I've got four of them, and that's the four I'm going to keep. I mean, I got a 17, a 17, and a 45, a 19, and a 43.
I think going currently, like with Glock, like the G45 is probably the best gun they put out.
But that gun makes me wonder, though, because didn't it sort of cannibalize the 17 and the 19 just about to the point? Because everybody's adopting that gun.
Yeah, they are. That gun is like one of the perfect solutions. Yeah. It really is.
So so when you're putting your finger, how much of your, so like if you're looking from the joint of your trigger finger to the tip, where is your finger hitting the trigger when Fisher's sticking his finger on the trigger?
For me, it's kind of just now again, it varies a little bit, right? Because like I'll change my trigger finger placement if I'm doing like strong hand or other hand only shooting,
right?
But generally, I'm just about like if I were to like look at it, right about at like the base cuticle area of my trigger finger nail. It's like right where the back of that nail hits that nail bed cuticle area. That's right about where I'm at.
Three quarters.
Yeah, three quarter-ish, half inch down. Yeah.
So, see, the problem with me was I carried so many 1911s over the course of time that I had gotten to the point where I could just use the same tip of my trigger finger that I could for the M16.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I became an M60 gunner, it didn't matter how much trigger finger I had. I was just flat, just cutting grass and bushes and trees. And so the with that, when I decided to move to Glock, and something happened after the heart attack. After I had the heart attack and they split my chest, something happened and I lost the trigger press. And I don't remember before this using as much trigger finger as I do now. But if I use that much trigger finger, the zero works on the optic, and and zeroing the optic is easier. And with no matter what the sighting process is, it just works. And I was astounded it was that easy. I mean, just I can't tell you how many Glocks I've almost thrown into the woods.
It happens. It's fine.
So
but at least it's figured out.
Now, are you still traveling with like this? Now, Steve is not one to stand on ceremony. When he's carrying a bunch of guns, he puts them in gun rugs, as I call them, and then he just stacks them into one of these Pelican cases where there might be 10 handguns in there. So when you're on the road, and you take all those in case you have to loan somebody one, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple that will come out as loaner guns, usually at request.
Yeah.
Students will be like, hey, like I want to do this, but I'm not sure what to buy yet for a dot. Well, I'm like, yeah, cool, no problem. I'll bring a couple guns with a variety of things that you can play with and look at.
Yeah. At that, the dot class that I just referenced, somebody got to get a loaner Nighthawk. It was a dumb stack, too. Like, what a loner gun is that? And it had a dot on it. So, to that end. But what I'm saying is when you're on the road, you have a variety of guns you carry. And this is a thing. Yeah. And I don't know how unique this is to you. You can carry and shoot just about any gun you play with, can't you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think like when you get to a certain point in your evolution of shooting, right, or teaching or training, right, it just becomes, hey, grip the gun and press the lever straight back to the mirror. Right. You know, it really becomes somewhat, I won't say irrelevant, but it's just natural just to grab it, pick it up, and shoot it. You know, any good instructor, like any really good instructor can do that, right, or any really good shooter. Right. Once they get to a certain point, it's easy. Right. It's like it's literally a second nature. Like once it's in the hand and once the grip is built, just shoot it.
Well, the other thing with you is that you have done, and I haven't asked you, but you have done in the past. You've done a lot of product development with companies like Nighthawk and Chambers Custom and all these other guys and Agency Arms. So you have the entire spectrum of what's offered as a handgun out there today. And so that means you get a whole bunch of different triggers and grip angles to play with. And,
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I have found that with the straighter grip angles are a little more forgiving of me with the trigger and my bad manner trigger. But I think now that I've adjusted the way I pull the trigger, that might be a little bit better of a thing. Now, is that something that should somebody get out there and just go, okay, this is what I was doing. Until I find the perfect gun, I'm going to buy one, try it. If I don't like it, then I'm going to trade it and try something else. Is that just prolonging the issue?
I think for some people it is, right? I think a lot of people will use that as a crutch.
Right.
That like, oh, I don't like this trigger, this trigger's terrible, or this gun's this, right? It needs a better trigger or what have you. I'm like, man, it's just a trigger. Like, I shoot a lot of stock factory triggers, you know, Gen 3, Gen 4, Gen 5 Glocks and Taurus pistols, you know, a variety of guns that I've got sitting here in front of me for some testing. And like, even stock 509 triggers, which everybody's like, oh, the trigger's terrible. I'm like, it's just a trigger, man. The general problem is that a lot of people try to recreate these things into being either a 1911 or 2011 type trigger, or they try to like compare it to their best rifle triggers. Right. And it's not the case. Most people, even with like a lot of people, I'll say that even once they get a good trigger in the gun, they still can't shoot the gun as effectively or efficiently as they possibly could, because they just don't understand the process very well. And they pat themselves on the back being a bunch of 5-7 yard snipers. But you really don't get to see a lot of things magnified, right, until X point.
Hang on right there, if you will. I love that one, the 7-yard sniper. Hang on right there, if you will. Talking to Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. This is all about the pistol today, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. And we're just now talking about guns and triggers and all this other fun stuff and everything. And that's the other part, isn't it? Because with you, when zeroing an optic, or is it the same when zeroing with just regular iron sights? You get out there and you figure out where you're hitting starting at 25 yards. Don't you?
Yeah. So for me, like my primary zero on my guns is like 25 yards. That's just where I live. I've played with a variety of them. You know, I like a 15 or a 25 yard zero based on what I'm ultimately doing. Either one of those two zeros is good for me. Generally, I live at a 25 yard zero on my guns.
Well, and now the reason when we were talking about this, the reason that you said that this was a thing that you did is that most grocery aisles you mentioned are 25 yards long.
Yeah, a lot of them. Like we talked about kind of like the whys behind the zero. That's not necessarily just my overall like primary focus why, but for me, it kind of, it's like a rifle, right? Like which zero is best on a rifle? 50, 100, 200, 25, 36, right?
Right.
The zero is very subjective to every shooter and their capabilities and abilities with the gun.
Right.
For me, it's always been a 25 zero. That's where I live with my zero on my hunting handguns, you know, with dots or some other optics on them at the point in time in life, and shooting a lot of metric standards like 25 yard aggregates, right? At 100 yards or at 25 yards, I should say, like in rifle class, cause I'm on my way to rifles. So for me, like I want that impact to be that impact, right? Like I want to punch the X ring out at 25 yards is ultimately what I'm looking after. And that's why I choose that zero, cause then there's no guesswork to it for me. While most zeros are going to be relatively close at those distances, either a 10 or a 15, what have you, it's not exact. And that's kind of me and my OCD, so to speak.
Right.
But I just, that's where I live and that's what I know, you know, and that's not to say that if a shooter isn't capable of 25 yards, well, but they can group really well at 10, well, great, then zero your gun for 10. It's still going to be, you know, an A-zone-ish impact, if you're using like an IPSC type target as a measurement. It's a 6x16 box, you know, rectangle. Like you will still with a 10 yard zero impact somewhere in that A zone, right? It becomes more critical for a lot of people or other problems, distance shooting, smaller targets, obscured targets.
Right.
You know, things using cover, whatever the case may be, right? Or more precision shooting needed. And that's why I choose a 25 zero.
Well, that's as good a reason as any. I mean, for me, and you mentioned the, the 5 or 7 yard sniper, which I just, that just tickles me. And because your philosophy sort of follows what I always consider to be the overarching martial art philosophy. And the martial arts, like when you're training to kick, you're trained to kick, and everybody's throwing high kicks, even though nobody plans on actually using a high kick in a real fight, because if you're kicking anywhere above, say, the hip, well, that foot is out there, that leg is out there, and they might grab it, and you're going to get dumped on your back, and now we're going to see how good of a grappler you are.
Yeah.
And since I'm not a grappler, I'm not going to throw that high kick, but when you train to excessive limits, then that means that anything closer into you or anything lower into you is going to be that much easier. And I understand what, this past weekend when I was out training, I got out there and we have this, my guy has these little rectangular targets that are the head target, and it has a little V-shaped smile cut out. And I was aiming at that, at 25 yards. And while I didn't stick one between its teeth, I did obliterate its lips. And I had the, you know, I don't want you to get out there and think that, I'm saying, I am an eagle eye shot. I have them fly off all the time. But now it's actually a little more, my mess is a little more managed now.
That's the best answer.
Yeah. My mess is a little more managed now. And I've moved it more into center mass, which was a very important thing with me. It needed to go exactly where I was trying to put it. So for the, is that something that, now, one of the things that I have tried to keep, and this is why I bring up that it's been 5 years, Rob Morse and I still discuss what we learned from that class today. And, it was good fundamentals. The thing about Steve is that Steve is not, he's not really one for dogma, are you? You, you, You're not really interested in what the, you know, we do this because the other guy does this. You are out there and you're espousing why you do what you do. And I sort of think you're trying to get us to figure out what it is that we need to be doing to do what we need to do so we can do it in the same way you do it, the way working your way.
And that's a lot of the answer, right? Like, everybody talks about grip, right? Like grip. Well, that's great. But like recently I was just in Tennessee teaching and I had a couple of shooters in there that was literally like 4'9" and probably 100 pounds soaking wet. You know, like my grip is not going to be the same grip as what, you know, that person needs for a grip, right? Or X person's grip isn't going to be the same as this person's grip. And that's kind of the thing, right? It's a lot of discovery about finding like, kind of the baseline, right? And what is going to work for that person once we make adjustments? You know, what is going to work for them?
Right.
And that's kind of the key thing.
Well, and unfortunately, and the thing about training, like what I did when I went to seed class was that was training because I had somebody teaching me something and coming at me from a perspective I did not understand or had not been exposed to. And ever since then, I have been practicing that, and only recently did it all gel together, and that's probably due to my own being, you know, my own hard-headedness, but I'm going to tell you what I found out, and all of this was all based upon observations that Steve had made either on video or watching me shoot, and we don't have the time to go into it just yet, but this is the part that I'm trying to stress here is that while I don't shoot the way Steve Fisher shoots, I shoot the way I do shoot because of what I learned from Steve Fisher. Is that a pretty fair way to put it?
I would say that, yeah. That's reasonable.
Yeah. Although, you know, Super Dave wants to train at some point. He wants us to get together and train.
You should.
Well, I'm going to because Super Dave is a, well, he's definitely a Glock 45 guy. But, I mean, do you shoot as good as he does with a Glock 45? I mean, he does some crazy. Yeah. I've seen video of him running on a treadmill.
I know. I haven't tried that one yet. You know, I'm pretty fair. I don't know. Dave in a couple years now.
Yeah, Dave is Super Dave Harrington Combat Speed LLC. We're coming up on the next break. You can find what's going on with Mr. Fisher because he may be coming to a training area near you at Sentinel Concepts. He is a traveling instructor. He comes to various ranges wherever you are. That's how I got to train with him 5 years ago. That's what, you know, that's probably how I would train with him again. And time flies, doesn't it? And if you want to find out what's going on, you need to go to Sentinel Concepts. He also posted up on social media, although that's crashed right now at the moment as we're talking. But I'm going to tell you what I solved, a la Mr. Fisher, what he taught me, what echoed in my head. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has decided to halt her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination.
I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in.
The former South Carolina governor told supporters that she wishes Donald Trump well without officially endorsing him. There's an expectation that interest rates will decrease at some point this year. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell mentioned that in prepared remarks on Capitol Hill. However, Powell clarified that he is not prepared to specify the exact timing yet. Wildfires are wreaking havoc on the Texas cattle industry. According to State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, the death toll for cattle has reached at least 3,600 and it continues to rise. Miller emphasized the urgent requirement for hay to help feed these surviving cows. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. Talking mechanics, talking philosophy behind the handgun. The handgun is a hard thing to master, but if you can master it, it can be quite the tool. And joining me to discuss this is Steve Fisher. Now, I've actually taken a class from Steve, Red Dot class. Originally, I developed this really bad habit. I don't know if you remember or not, but do you remember the time at SHOT Show when they handed me a gun and I actually hit the target every time I pulled the trigger on with a Nighthawk pistol in my hand? They were like, oh, you're not just another pretty face. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I developed this bad habit because I found out that everybody liked to just shoot fast. And you used to, I became a flapper. And what would happen is when I'd have the gun in hand and I'm deciding to run it really fast, my right thumb on my trigger finger, instead of curling around on the grip, it would stick straight out at a 90 degree angle to my left. I don't know why that happened. I was not consciously doing it, but it was happening. And, after that happened a couple of times, then I would run into Steve at SHOT Show again at the same party, the same Nighthawk Agency Arms party. And, you know, he'd be like, put your thumb in. And then this is a recent thing, maybe a year and a half ago, I went back and I filmed the Red Dot class that we were taking, and I watched the way Steve shoots. Now, Steve does not reference his trigger finger thumb on top of his hand. He wraps it around the back of his hand, and he's making contact with the back of his hand on his support hand. And I said, well, if I could consciously keep my hand that way, what would that do? And, of course, when I did it, while I did shoot a little bit slower, then when I combine that with the new trigger, where I'm landing on the trigger, now I can go. And that's how I learned, between the trigger finger and the thumb on my... And that makes all the difference in the world, and it's just that little sort of minor adjustment that I had to realize. You couldn't teach me that, could you? I had to figure that out on my own. Would you agree with that?
Don't screw it up.
Huh?
I would agree with it. I would agree with it 100%.
Yeah. But, I mean, the way the thing is that when you take all the things into consideration when you get to work with somebody like Steve, and you observe him shooting, then you begin to understand that there's a lot more going on besides just pulling the trigger. Although, actually, there's nothing else going on but pulling the trigger. And that's because Steve sort of gets into this little inner Zen thing where he's like, okay, this is just a gun, that's just a target, this is a bullet, I'm going to put this bullet right here, and that's all I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you pretty much forget the mechanics getting to that goal, don't you? You just feel out the mechanics and get what you got to have, and when you get to that point, then you just ride with it and don't question why you got to do it that way, don't you?
A lot of it is like once you understand the fundamentals of it and the process of getting it there, you kind of have to just let go of it and let it happen right naturally. Like it just has some second nature, and that's kind of the thing, right? Like once I understand it and once I know the process of getting there, then I just right, and stop thinking about it and just shoot the gun. You will figure it out much better than overthinking it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that particular day, I sort of had a little minor heat injury. I was all in my head that day at the range.
Oh, yeah.
Like Steve was like, you should stay for tomorrow. I think it's going to be a little cooler. It was like 105 that day, and it went into the 70s the next day, didn't it?
I know. It was ridiculous. Like, it dropped like 30 degrees.
Yeah, and everybody had a great day. And I saw the day we did that class, I got a picture of Steve doing a selfie with us behind him. And we're all looking like, is this finally over? But the next day, the next selfie, everybody, I'm so happy to be here. They were all that. I was already gone. I had to come back. But everybody else that stayed for that class, they had some good weather. So I was getting in my head, though, because... And that's the other thing I learned. I don't get frustrated anymore. I was really frustrated that day, wasn't I?
It's very easy to do. I mean, weather, all the factors, right? All the factors can make that happen. So it's very easy to get in our own head at times with that frustration.
Now, here's a question for you. How important is it for a shooter to get to that point to where everything works after they figure out their own mechanics and grip and trigger press and all this other stuff? Once they figured it out and they start hitting and they become confident that this works for them, how important is that part of it to them training and practicing from that point?
Very. Like they should live at that place, right? Like, and when we get to that point, like, you should be living there and then increasing speeds.
If I said, Steve Fisher, this is the gun you got to carry for the next month, which gun would you? Which I know that's not something you do. But as a matter of fact, if you follow Steve on Instagram, you'll notice that he does the nightstand series where he's constantly, it's about the watch and the gun and the knife and all the other stuff. But the knife and the gun, the watch, they sort of stay the same, maybe a different glass of scotch beside it. But there's always a different gun. So which would be your gun? That if you had to say, okay, this is one I'm going to take out, I know it's going to take a lot of punishment, I know I'm going to shoot it a lot, and I know it's going to have to run each and every time I pull the trigger, which one are you going to take?
Ooh, boy, that's a tough call. I think just for the sake of right, of traveling everywhere and doing everything that I do, it would be one of my Glocks. It would probably be one of my G45s, probably, or one of my 17s. It's just kind of the general all-around go-to workhorse pistol.
Right.
If for whatever reason, like, I left my magazines on the range, right, or whatever, like, I can always borrow some from a student, right, because there's always going to be somebody there with a Glock 17 or something along those lines.
Right.
Or a G45 type of gun. It's weird for me, right, because I'm in that position, but... I do not hesitate to carry around and drag around my 1911s and 2011s everywhere with me because, well, I've got some great guns and they run and they're proven and they're tested. But I think the one go-to gun all the time would ultimately be the Glock 45, the G45 model.
Which one? Do you carry an agency gun or do you carry a stock gun?
I've got both. A lot of them are agency guns. I've been doing a lot of some LE train-to-trainer courses lately, so I've been doing a lot with just stock pistols, stock Glock 17s. I've got a stock 17 with iron sights that goes with me. I've got the stock one with an MOS with a red dot on it, and I have my normal kind of everyone that's just a stock MOS G45 as well. So those are the main three that I just carry around a lot of times.
I got plenty of time to see. I've been trying to get a hold of Parks. I've been trying to call him and say, and try to beg him to do something, because I want to take my, I've got this, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but I've got this Glock 20 that's coming back to me. And when I start carrying that, I'm looking at this 17, and this, I've got the 17 and the 45 set up the same way with the same Timney trigger. Both of them have a flashlight on them, and both of them have a CNH precision optic on it. Have you tried those yet?
Yeah. I have. I have a couple on some guns in there, and they're actually, and they do a good job for the price.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah, they're very good for the price. But I've been wanting to get Mark and or get Mike to do me some agency magic on these two guns, and I was going to try to work a trade with him, but I can never get him on the phone.
You're about as good as I am at that right now.
Yeah. And you're an asset, aren't you?
I know.
Your agency arms asset. Anyway, when we get back, coming up on the next segment, we're going to discuss my plans to seriously carry the Glock 20 and 10 millimeter, and I want to get your impressions on this one, and ask the questions of this. Steve runs something called Sentinel Concepts. This is a one man band. He goes out, and his teaching syllabus is quite interesting. In that every misconception you may have of coming in and what a gun instructor is supposed to teach you to do, he's not. As a matter of fact, he's going to put it all back on you, and that's where you start to make these realizations that I'm making now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. I've been speaking with Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts about mechanics, philosophy, and everything else. Recently, Steve, we had this young man that decided that whatever was going wrong in his life, the best way for him to deal with this would be to stab three people in a bookstore with a jagged piece of glass.
Mm-hmm.
Then he lurched outside, and they tased him, and it didn't do nothing to him. And I know that with the advanced ballistic developments with 9mm, that the 9mm will stop just about anything in its tracks. But then I thought about my 10mm. Now, I have a Glock 20 with a Poly 80 lower, so it has a little bit better grip angle for me. It has some sort of a, it's a, I don't know if it's a Zev trigger or whatever it is. I like a light trigger on Glock just because I do. And since I've made my discovery and everything with this, I shooting Glock straight and everything. Whoa. I just thought to myself, what if I put Underwoods in this thing? And this was my carry gun, and I had to shoot somebody that could not, that a taser would not take down. How much more of a hit is a 10 millimeter going to do from a 9 millimeter? Is it going to be discernible?
You know, here's the thing. People are weird, right? We understand, like, not everything is always perfect in the world with human beings and stopping human beings, right? There's mental issues, drug-induced stuff, all kinds of things, true believers, whatever you want to consider them. 10 mil definitely packs some thumb, right? It definitely does. Those that follow me know that I pretty much hunt exclusively with 10 millimeter handguns. I've killed a lot of whitetails with them and hogs from, you know, 10 yards to 110 yards right now. Currently is like my longest shot with a 10 millimeter handgun on whitetails. It definitely packs a little bit more juice. Like, you know, when you're hitting something with 600-700 foot pounds of energy, versus 400 foot pounds of energy and some of the 9mm rounds, some, you know, again, arbitrary numbers here, depending on what the load is and the barrel lengths and things of that nature. The 10 mil definitely does do that job.
Right.
And a little bit more increased penetration in some of the loads.
Well, it wasn't because I needed to do this, but somebody gifted me a Ruger Super Blackhawk 44 Magnum.
Oh, yeah.
I took the original cowboy grip on it. It was just busting up my Glock knuckle like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
So I put one of these finger groove, what is it called? It's not Hogue. No, it is Hogue. It's the Hogue handall grip. Not the handall, but it's a it's a grip that has a finger groove that goes up under into the trigger guard to where I can keep that from rotating. So I can shoot. And so I did this thing comparing 44 Magnum to 10 millimeter. And what I found is that, you know, of course, the given being that, well, single action six shot, that's not exactly the fastest thing to reload. Whereas with a Glock, you know, I can shoot that thing for nine more rounds after I've shot six shots and I'm still going. Mm-hmm. And they make hard cast ammo that goes with that that'll punch a nice little hole in a polar bear's skull.
So they do a good job.
Yeah. So I saw this guy with the taser-proof dude, and I was just thinking, would this be the gun to carry that would handle everything? Would you carry 10?
I do. I carry I will carry a single stack 1911 and 10 millimeter.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of really nice ones. And like now I carry the gun. Like I have a couple of dots on it. I have, you know, some iron sight versions, right? Either totally acceptable to me. I like carrying a 10 mil. I like the gun. I like the versatility out of the gun. I definitely like the fact that it's a flat shooting laser beam out the distance.
Right.
And the variety of ammo, right? We can go anywhere from a 115 grain load, all the way up to a 220 grain hard cast, right? In that gun. And it's just, it's a very, very versatile caliber on selection. I can easily change magazines and go from a woods carry hunting gun for either fishing trips or dangerous game or my normal deer hunting trip, and then swap magazines and throw in a different load and go to my, you know, carry rig once I'm out of the field. So it's quite a versatile gun, and it really does a good job. It does an amazing job.
So are you IAB or OWB when they're...
Generally for me with those guns, it's generally inside the waistband for the most part. Usually something like either a Milt Spark Summer Special or a five-shot leather holster.
I'm going to, I discovered Super Dave had somebody send me an S Dave rig for my Glock 45. Mm-hmm. And, it is just tight enough against the body to where if I wear a regular shirt untucked, and because I'm a radio guy, I can be a slob. It just covers it up just fine. And with this one, even though I've lost a few pounds since the last time you saw me, I still prefer outside the waistband carry. So I've got a holster being made on it, and I've got a dot being put on top of it, and a couple of suppressor sights being put on it. And that's going to be the way it goes. And I've shot this thing with Underwood, full power loads in it. And I mean, I can shoot it and hit and have three pieces of brass in the same time with that full power load in it. And that's what I'm going to carry in it. And, to me, if I can do that, now this is actually crossed over into the realm of a daily gun, a daily driver.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. I was a big fan of the Glock 20 and 10 millimeter for years. That was one of my primary, you know, hunting guns and woods guns forever. Then I got one of the long slide versions, you know, the Glock 41 or whatever it was, or 40, I don't even remember now. And then I went back to, you know, a G20 for a while, but then I was like, you know what, man, I'm just going to stick back to my 1911s and 10 mil. But that's just a personal thing, right? More than anything else. But you know, I see nothing wrong with that, right? You know, people will bring up old things, you know, well, the round over penetrates, it does this. Well, there's different ammo available, right? Like, if I'm going to carry, like, my carry loads in my 10 millimeter, generally going to be something like, the SIG V-Crown has a really good round, right? It's one of the Sierra hollow point bullet.
Right.
It does a great job. The old gold dot load is a great load in 10 millimeter. 155 copper loads from Hornady do really well.
That's everything come out of the screen, huh?
It gets there, right? It's like 1,250 feet per second or something ridiculous like that. It's not a super hot load, but it's a very controlled load on the expansion area. Most of my stuff, like I said, you know, my hunting loads are all cooking right around 1250 with a 180 to 200 grain bullet. So they're pretty heavy weights. But even some of the lighter stuff that I've carried and shot in 10 millimeter, I've shot a couple of animals with some of the lighter bullets. He's done an amazing job on expansion and penetration. The only thing I tend to shy away from is the super light, super fast 10 millimeter load. Like I've seen some that are like ridiculous, like they're 100 grain, you know, 2,400 feet per second, whatever it is. They just fragment, right? There's no real good penetration out of them. It might be beneficial for somebody in a house or an apartment or, you know, kind of one of those deals. But you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, ultimately I kind of live in that 155, 165 grain world with a lot of my carry loads.
Well, we spent so much time talking about handguns, we never got into the whole 300 blackout versus 5.56 thing that I wanted to talk about. So that means we'll have to do that the next time. We need to do the next time a little sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to get back on the road, right?
Yeah, I'm out for about a month and, you know, back home for a couple of days and out again.
Now, Steve and I bought a pickup truck at about the same time sometime in June of 2021. And you've bought another pickup truck since then because you don't fly anywhere. Mm-hmm. You always drive.
Yeah, I pretty much drive the most of the things. I mean, I fly for a couple of courses every year, you know, like two or three a year. I'll still fly to
Alaska, right? Alaska
and like something over like in the East Coast or, you know, far West Coast, which is a real basic thing. But, it's always kind of fun. You know, I like it. I enjoy it.
How many miles did you have on the one you bought about the same time as I bought the one I've got now?
So I got that truck in May of 21. That truck's got 135,000 on it. I just put a third set of tires on that truck. First set went about 50,000, and the second set went like 70,000, and I just put the third set on there.
If you're interested in training with Steve Fisher, go to sandalderconcepts.com. Go see where he's training. He's coming to a class near you somewhere. He does it all year long. Maybe sooner, maybe later, but whatever it is, get in on a class and let his. This expands the way you think about shooting. This will expand the way you think about shooting. Steve's not about trying to make you a carbon copy of him. He's trying to figure out what the best you is under the gun. And he'll help you discover that. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Always, buddy. We'll talk to you.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.